This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're seeing a lot of Canadians canceling trips to the United States. What have been some of the reasons behind the cancellations at your business?
For sure. We're definitely seeing people cancel, even during or because of the current political climate. That's certainly a concern for a lot of people. And I also feel definitely that the exchange rate that we're sitting at right now definitely hurts when you're paying for, or you're paying the suppliers that are in U.S. dollars. That makes it 1.5 times more, I guess, in our eyes, right, as Canadians paying the exchange on that dollar. So I feel like those are two of the big factors. I would say that along with the cancellations, we have had a lot of people pivot. So it means they're not necessarily canceling, but they're alternating to different destinations. For instance, a lot of people would be looking at all-inclusives so that they're supporting Canadian companies, or even pivot to go to Europe with when we look at cruises and stuff like that, just to try to avoid that travel into the U.S. So I would say those are my bigger things that are happening as well for people who are still wanting to continue to travel. But definitely also as an agent who lives very close to the border and is fond of going over, I would say, yeah, a lot of people just in their daily life are opting not to do that as well. So even just the weekend getaways for shopping is definitely on hold.
Carolyn, what's been the bigger reason you've seen, the political climate or the exchange rate?
That's a tough one. I do feel it is both, but definitely with uncertainty and I think a rally around supporting Canada, I think that has been a bigger deal in my business. We specialize in a lot of stuff out of Florida, Universal, Walt Disney World, and cruising. And those are definitely some things that people will still opt to do just because this is the age that their kids can go and enjoy. So I still feel there is some, but definitely those, we've seen a slowdown for continuing to book for those, just I think because of the political scenario.
You've mentioned Disney in Orlando. What other American hotspots do people from Canada like to go to when they plan travel to the U.S.?
I feel for us, it is a lot of Florida because that's where we get our nice hot weather when it's certainly cold up here. And I have even seen a little bit of growth in California to even go out to that edge, San Diego, going to Disneyland in Anaheim or out to Universal Hollywood. Oddly enough, maybe Florida feels like a bit of a hot spot. I'm not sure, but I in my business, I feel that has just an alternate side of the country is maybe making a difference as well. But I'm still predominantly, for my business personally, it's still predominantly U.S.-based. So I definitely still have people that are making that decision to go down to the state of Florida as well.
Carolyn, how many of your clients have canceled or changed travel plans to the U.S.?
I'm looking at maybe 10% of my business have opted to change or put a hold or pivot somewhere else, more in the cruising side of things, just looking for other ports to go out of so that they're supporting those countries, I guess, is the best way to put it.
And how concerned are you that the exchange rate, as well as the political climate between the U.S. and Canada trade-wise, may have a continued impact on your business?
Definitely. I think as much as it's not nice to have that exchange, I think that's something that Canadians have lived for before. We've definitely had higher exchange rates. I'm not overly concerned. I've kind of gone through a lot of weird times in the sales of travel. And I think this too, although it's what we're dealing with right now, I'm hoping that changes can come forward and that this won't be an issue. But if it is, people will just pivot for a time into what they can do and what they feel comfortable to. So I think that we'll still be busy, just maybe in different destinations.